Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to Voice of the Cape Drive Time Android platform. Well, you can get us behind the moon and on Mars. The South African History Archive, SAHA, today headed to the South Gauteng High Court in a bid to force the South African Reserve Bank to release records of suspected apartheid-era financial crimes. Online is Karina Conradi, Right to Know Access to Information organizer. Karina, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me today.
This is a saga that's gone back a number of years, hasn't it? I know there have been a number of court cases going, one is going back as far as 2014, trying to prize open this particular can of worms. It's been difficult, hasn't it?
That's absolutely true. The first requests were made, the first access information requests were made to the Reserve Bank in 2014 by the South African History Archive on behalf of a group called Open Secrets, who were doing research into these apartheid-era crimes. And the South according to the law, the South African Reserve Bank had 30 days to respond to these initial requests, and they didn't give any answer until 14 months later when they formally refused it. And here we are 3 years later, and they're still refusing to release any information. And it's very confusing. There doesn't seem to be any legitimate reason for them to be able to refuse these requests.
I kind of think there is perhaps that we've got major corporations in South Africa, a lot of them around today, who were giving money to the South African government. You just have to read Henny van Vuren's book, for example, and many other sources. It seems to be the fact that some very prominent corporates today who have a very new South Africa look about them were in fact collaborating with the old South Africa.
Absolutely. And what we're appealing to the Reserve Bank is to say that these secrets should no longer be secrets. A lot of these documents are over 30 years old. And in fact, the initial requests were actually, SAHA was approached by Henny van Vuren, who wrote the book Apartheid, Guns and Money, in which he reveals many similar secrets to the ones that we suspect the Reserve Bank are hiding. And you're absolutely right. It gives the appearance that they're protecting the interests of big corporates who are still very likely have some power, and that seems to be a trend that apartheid era power is protected even now.
Yeah, it's difficult to understand. I mean, most of the companies that gave money to the National Party, or a significant amount of them, are widely known. And the sky didn't fall in. So it's really difficult to understand why there is this current atmosphere of just basically avoiding what could be the truth.
It does seem like avoidance. The arguments by the Reserve Bank are quite absurd, to be honest. I was in court today, and at one stage they were arguing that the South African History Archives were intimidating them by sending these access to information requests, which are constitutionally protected. It's a constitutionally protected right, and the Act clearly outlines the way in which to do these requests, and SAHA went according to all of the correct procedures, and still the Reserve Bank is trying to claim that they were being intimidated by these requests. They also claimed that releasing some of this information might damage the South African economy. And now 30 years later, we have to ask ourselves, if that's the case, what does that really mean?
No, exactly. Methinks their lawyer doth protest too much, I think, as Shakespeare might have said in the play.
Yeah, I think you've got it spot on there.
Yes, weird stuff. Are you confident this time round that you are going to be able to get these, I've got an image of these sort of chests being opened up with crowbars that they've been so nailed down. Is that going to happen?
We hope so. I think today the arguments in court, SAHA was represented by advocate Jeff Budlander. His arguments were very convincing, and some of the claims by the opposition, as I said, were quite absurd, to be honest. As it stands now, the SAHA lawyers will have 2 weeks to respond to the arguments made by the Reserve Bank. And then we await judgment. But we really hope that this will be a favorable judgment. And it really is an incredibly important judgment because it can set a very important precedent for PIE requests in the future. And it really is not sustainable for organizations to keep having to go to court over PIE requests for access to information. We really need our state institutions especially, but also our private institutions, to be responding to their legal obligation to provide information.
Because what's essentially happening is that the history is being kept under lock and key, when history should be the right of every single South African citizen, particularly the truth of history.
Absolutely. And I think books like the book you mentioned, Henny van Vieren's Apartheid, Guns and Money, just shows us again how important it is to actually know what happened. And not only because, you know, there's the line we learn from history, but also because we're seeing a lot of the same things still happening. Not just with the same people, but very much so, we see a lot of the same corporate interests still in power and still being protected. But we're also seeing new corporate interests and new private interests being protected. I mean, the hottest topic at the moment is state capture, and we really, what we're seeing in this case is a preservation of this culture of secrecy, which is allowing these kinds of things to happen. And so we're not just fighting against history, we're also fighting for the present.
Indeed. I mean, if one reads Apartheid, Guns and Money and looks at all the tables and charts that have been put up and other work that's been done by investigative journalists on the apartheid past, it's quite obvious that state capture is nothing new. The fact that we've allowed it to happen 22 years after a so-called transparent democracy, thereby lies the shame, perhaps. And there are lessons to be learnt. Definitely, because it does seem as if old tricks have been revisited in 2017.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely true. And one of the arguments made by the Reserve Bank today in court was that we live in a transparent society. And unfortunately, that just isn't the case. And if we did live in a transparent society, we wouldn't be having to for these basic things to be released to us. So that we can exercise our constitutional rights, so that we can be active citizens, so that we can be holding power to account.
Absolutely. Carina Conradi, Right to Know organizer, access to information organizer, telling us about South African History Archive heading to the South Gauteng High Court in a bid to force the South African Reserve Bank to release records of suspected apartheid-era financial crime. Carina, thanks a lot. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.